Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Content creator with Today FM, Cathal O'Sullivan. Good afternoon.
How are you doing, Andrea?
Not
the sun is shining. So
I know.
All reasons to be happy here.
And there's loads of good news out there.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
One of my favourite times of the week. You're here to put a smile on all of our little faces. And I know that last night, this was good news from the girls in green.
Patton to give her time. And now she looks towards Russell, who takes it on the chest and cuts in field. Denise O'Sullivan sets their first.
Of course, Denise O'Sullivan.
Yeah.
And the girls in green. So
France.
Ireland beat France, who are actually team ranked second in the world, which is phenomenal performance from the Irish girls last night. So Denise O'Sullivan, you heard there, put the first goal into the French net, and she's actually from Cork. So it was like a great hometown goal for her, and there was huge support behind her. There was a bit of a Cork theme last night, considering that Denise O'Sullivan actually assisted two of the goals, and then Megan Connolly came on with a corner to deliver the last goal as well. But 3-1 is just amazing. Like, obviously, last year we had a huge kind of trip across Australia for the World Cup, and like Amber Barrett's goal to beat Scotland, all that. But like, I think the women are doing so well for Irish football
great
at the moment.
About,
and like, it's really putting Ireland on the map, I suppose, when it comes to things like that.
Oh,
but also, people are looking at Cork to be the spot for women to play their home matches, because obviously
this was Parky Keeve.
Yeah, obviously it was Parky Keeve, but like, it's a huge stadium. They got a redevelopment there not so long ago, and now it's Super Value Parky Keeve, obviously.
But
they usually play at Tallaght Stadium, but this was like a massive game.
That's
the stand was packed, and like, it's just outstanding to see the performance last night, beating second in the world.
Yeah, well done. Congratulations. I think people were absolutely thrilled to see that yesterday. This is the story caught my eye today. You have details of the most underrated town in Ireland. Where is it?
Bray. Now, that might be a lead balloon, but I like Bray. I actually would.
Why is it underrated?
I would think it's underrated. So it's because of, I suppose, the Victorian seafront buzz and the cafes and restaurants. Now, in fairness, I actually do enjoy Bray on a really sunny day. Like, I think Ireland is a great place when the sun shines. But
yeah.
Bray, after a nice hike in the Wicklow Mountains, head down, there's the beach, there's the Martello, there's loads of... Like, I just think it's a nice seafront.
In a long time, so I'm going to have to take a trip out now because of this. But sorry, first of all, who has said it's the most underrated town?
So it's Time Out, so the magazine, the online publication. And like, these come out every kind of couple of years. There's kind of like different locations to visit all over. But this is the second year in a row that Bray have got this. So like, Bray are coming back again, like saying that we're still underrated, but like, we're still doing good things now. There's a list of 24 destinations and Bray have come 24th. So,
yeah.
But still, it's 24 out of like, I don't know how many countries in the world. There's a place called Finlandia in Colombia, Tasmania in Australia, and Brown Station in Antarctica have all made the list as well. But like,
there you go.
It was the arrival of a railway in 1854 that put Bray on the map coming from Dublin. So it's only 12 miles out the road, but it was
the coastal holiday spot for probably a lot of Dubs too.
Yeah, well, they call it the Brighton of Ireland. But there's Butler and Barry, there's Bray Head. Now, the coastline is, and the cliff walk
is closed. Do you know
what?
We're going to go to Bray. I have to go back and see what's all so underrated about it. Actually, if you're in Bray, if you're tuned into us today, tell us why it is so brilliant and why it is still for the second year in a row, the most underrated travel destination, according to the Time Out magazine. Now, this is a story, I know we're talking about good news, but this might not necessarily put a smile on everybody's face. The Clown Song.
Andrea, David Arquette, Scream actor.
So that's, I instantly just think of
And married
Scream.
To Courtney Cox.
Yeah, of course. That should have been the first reference came to my mind,
well,
but Scream was.
He's actually on a mission to give clowns a second chance. And I think this gas given...
Clowns?
Yeah.
Why?
Like, it's just that he says they've kind of have a bad rep and there's more good clowns out there than scary clowns.
I don't know.
Despite
there's always, in every horror movie, the clown is a bad guy.
Yeah, and you know what? I grew up with a real bad fear of clowns.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I used to have nightmares and the whole lot that they were in my kitchen, and it just, I don't know, they freaked me out. But I think it's gas that he's on a mission to, he's after.
But why though?
So I think he just has this idea that they are more good than bad, and he bought the rights to Bozo the Clown last year. So that's kind of like the kind of well-known name, Bozo the Clown. And it actually kind of came to a little bit of prominence last year when Boris Johnson, former Prime Minister of the UK, was nicknamed Bozo as well. So he's saying he's on a mission to sort of bring the joy back to the world and shine a light on happy clowns. And Bozo is one of the happiest. But like, I think it's good news for clowns if you are. I was going to say if you are a clown.
I'd say there's a lot of people like you that probably had a fear of clowns growing up.
Yeah,
you know?
No, in the Midlands, back home, Portlaoise, there is a guy now. His name escapes me, but he's at every event and he's so funny. I think he's actually Brazilian, but he's so good and he really excites the kids because he's kind of got that smiley kind of fun aspect.
The good clown.
Pennywise, you can keep it now.
Right.
Leave it where it is.
Just on Bray, there's a great festival this weekend, a listener says, called the Bray Beach Festival.
Oh, well, look, something to do for us, Andrea.
Shout out about that. What other good news have you?
Andrea, in Brazil, so in Rio de Janeiro and in the southern state of Rio Grande do Sul, there has been a discovery, a 233 million years old discovery of a fossil of a dinosaur. So this just fascinated me in that it's quite good news for, like, right. I suppose, paleontology and paleontologists out there. But a team of Brazilian scientists discovered this fossilized skeleton after there was kind of a rainstorm, really. So fossils are more likely to appear after rain because water exposes the materials, etc., and the sediment. But they're yet to figure out, I suppose, is this a new species or one they've already discovered? But it's 2.5 meters long, so 8.2 feet in length. So that's huge, really, like. But the claims have been not verified yet by like a load of scientists. But this group of archaeologists and paleontologists have said it is, after like, I suppose, long efforts to discover, they found one skeleton, but then they realized that it was a full dinosaur. So it's dating back to the Triassic period when I suppose the whole world was one and Pangaea and all that. But like, I think it's just amazing that these
things. Do they have any idea like what type of dinosaur it might be?
No, there's no real I suppose they can't tell what species it is now, and it's going to take a really long time for them to, I suppose, be careful and excavate it all. But I think it's just a little bit of good news that we're still kind of discovering these things.
Now, we are on the hunt for the best All-Ireland song out there.
I don't talk about the mandem. I got the shams down trending. Big up the boys down bending. Crack monkey, I am commanding.
The Cabin Crew, Andrea, they are back.
These are the kids in Cork.
So these are the kids in Cork that came out with the spark. I searched for my spark and I found it.
It's a great song.
And this is You Can Rebel With Us. Like, Cork obviously have made the All-Ireland final this Sunday, and it's just like the buzz around kind of social media, TikTok, Instagram, Clare versus Cork. It's just really picking up. It's really picking up the pace. I think my Cork accent came out there a little bit.
So this is their new song. They've released it ahead of the All-Ireland hurling final, Rebel With Us.
So it's the Cabin Crew and Gary McCarthy, or GMC Beats as he's known. And they just said, like, the response to the spark was amazing. So they're coming out with this song, You Can Rebel With Us. And it just, it's really taking off. But TikTok has also kind of given new love to a song from 2014.
Well, there's some great All-Ireland hurling and football songs. Donegal. Well, Jimmy's winning matches.
Yeah.
Do you know, I was in the Boar's Head on Sunday night after the Donegal-Galway game, and people had, anyone who came in the Donegal jersey, or if you were in a green top at all, people were then singing because the final was on of Spain and England and everybody changed the words to Spain's winning matches.
Oh,
and they were singing
it
at all the Donegal people. To be fair, it was very funny now. I couldn't but laugh myself, like. But
yeah, but there is great songs out there. And
Jimmy's winning matches.
Kenny ones over the years. My favourite has to be the one from 2014. It was another Cork hit. When we get our hands on Liam McCarthy, back to Cork for a non-stop party. Returnably a Mac. Returnably a Mac. Returnably a Mac. Hey. Jimmy Barry will bring him back.
Absolutely brilliant.
It's
to
so
be fair, answers. I have to apologise to my Clare friends at the moment that are tuned in. And I
Sean Reedy sitting outside.
I say my phone's going to start hopping now any minute because of that.
I have three aunties in Cork, so I'm fully up the rebels come Sunday. But return to Liam Mack. What a
to be fair, that is absolutely deadly. Do you know what though? In the interest of balance, if there's a good Clare song for the All-Ireland hurling final, we'll have to give it a play on the show today.
Put a smile on your face.
No, that's absolutely deadly, to be fair. Fantastic. Carl O'Sullivan, as always, thanks a million for joining us here with all the good news that's been happening around the world this week.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.